Russia has called on Iran to abide by a United Nations agency resolution giving it until the end of October to prove it has no plans for developing nuclear weapons at a power plant being constructed by Russian engineers. The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, imposed the deadline Friday. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Kislyak says Iran should respect the resolution by the IAEA's Board of Governors, even though it is not a firm ultimatum. The resolution adopted on Friday gives Iran until October 31st to prove that it does not seek to develop nuclear weapons, as many countries suspect. Mr. Kislyak says the resolution aims to resolve any questions the agency has about what he calls Iran's peaceful nuclear programs. His choice of words appears to try to gently prod Tehran into not rejecting the resolution, which Iranian leaders have suggested they might do. The Iranian ambassador walked out of the Vienna headquarters of the atomic agency, accusing it of descending into a political dialogue. He called the deadline illegitimate, illegal, and impractical. Russia has a direct role to play in the issue because work is nearing completion on the controversial Bushehr nuclear power plant in southern Iran. Russia has rejected calls to halt work on the $800 million plant, which has been under development for 10 years. The United States and other countries have long dismissed Iran's claims that the Bushehr plant will be used only to produce energy. Russia has itself come under pressure over an issue that has been the subject of discussion at various summit meetings between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President George W. Bush. Russia has also had problems dealing with Tehran over the plant's construction. The two countries have so far failed to reach an agreement on what will happen to spent nuclear fuel generated by the power plant. Moscow has refused to send nuclear fuel for the plant until Iran agrees to return all spent fuel to Russia. Critics say Iranian engineers could easily use the fuel for a weapons program. They also question the need for Iran to develop nuclear energy, given that it is one of the world's leading exporters of oil. Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.